This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
The question is, did Rabbi Yehuda retract what he had said previously, that Ofen Omer Tami Mashkim, Tami Ofen Midaraisa? So the question is, does he still hold Mashkim and Tami Ofen Midaraisa, or did he retract with that too? And he holds Mashkim, Kanabe Midami, even Ofen Midaraisa. Omer Abnachman Ba Yitzko Toshma. We're learning Poro, Shoshoso Mechapis, a cow. They drank the water of Kapis. That's water that you sprinkle on Tzmeya. Now, this water has a din that is Metame. Although when you sprinkle on Tzmeya Mason, it makes them Tahir, but it's an Avatume to be Tame anybody that handles it. Now, so the Pora drank that Mechapis. The Sora coming. How the Pora was slaughtered now, and the flesh is Tame, because the flesh is in contact with the water inside. The water inside is Tame, the Smetame, the boss of the Pora. If you do mail, bottle be may at home, the water gets lost inside of her and does not make the potter tummy. Now, Rashi explains that the water, the mechatis, when the potter drinks it, the mechatis becomes ineffective, becomes posel mechatis. And once it's that is possible mechatis, is no longer an avatuma. But once you do a malocha with it, like a potter drank it, so it loses its care as a mechatis, and is bottled in the dinner mechatis, so it becomes no longer an avatuma. However, well, the water was once an avatuma, so even though the tuma of avatuma went off of it, for the water remains from him, because the water was certainly in contact with itself. The water was in contact with itself. But since the water was an avatume, even though now that degree of avatume goes off because it's bottled, but the water inside remains from it. It's maskim tmeyan. Now, maskim tmeyan should make the boss of the power tome. Because it's inside, in contact with the boss of the slaughtered part. And still Rabbi Yehuda said this bottle means the boss of the Pora does not become Tome from the Mayim Tmeim inside of it. So we see Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mashkim don't have any Tumi Midaraisa to be Mitame Earthlings. These Alka that if you will think, Mikalim who the Poda Bay, he just retracted. But he said, Mashkim Tmein, Kamei Teyot. Avo Oichlin, Kabi Yezo Vishim Esvilei, but he holds Mashkim Tmein. Kubi Metano Echna. Midaraisi, Amai Botlu Bemea Legam. Why should he bottle entirely inside of the Pora? Ni let it be the Tumach Hamura lo Metamu. Let it be that the Tumach Hamura of Ava Tumen, of Mechadis, no longer Metame because it became possible for Mechatis once the Pora drank it. But Tume Kalo Amir, but the Tume Kalo of Mashkim Tmein, an easier degree of Tume, it should at least have, because the Mashkim Tmein were in contact with themselves when they were in Abba Tume. So therefore the Mashkim should remain Mashkim Tmein. Means, even though we hold that Mashkim could be Metame Eichlin Midarabonon, according to everybody. But here, since the Mashkim inside is an unusual case, Rabbonon wouldn't be Gezer. So that the Mashkim should be Metame Midarabonon, it wouldn't be Gezer, because it's a Milsa de Rosh Chifa, that the Pora should drink Mayim Tzveyim. Therefore, this is no Kasha, it should be Metame Midarabonon. Only question is, if Mashkim Tmei Amitami Earthly Midaraisa, then the pearl should be Tami, because they had inside Mashkim Tmei that in contact with the boss of the pearl. So since Rabbi Yehuda said the pearl is Tahoiro, Botel B'Meir, we see he holds that Mashkim Tmei cannot even be Mitami Earthly Tmei. The story was that the pearl drank the water, and the owner slaughtered it immediately. So now there's water of Tumah inside the Torah. So if you say Mashkim Tmeya can be made Tama Earthman, the Torah is now earthly. Once you slaughter it, it's meat. And still Rabbi Yehuda said the Torah is not Tome. He says both of them. So he holds that Mashkim Tmeya are not made Tama Earthman. Tell you once more before we go on. When the cow drank the milk out of it, the cow didn't become tummy, but it was a live cow. A live cow cannot become tummy. So only if the cow became meat, the question comes, should become tummy. Now the question is, somebody asked in the Beis HaStor, a concealed tumah, answers, inside of a living animal, a living person is called concealed. Inside of a dead cow, it's not concealed, it's like something in a box. In a box is not called Tumas Beis HaStorim. So once you slaughtered the cow, and the Mayim and Tumayim are still inside the cow, because you slaughtered it right after the cow drank the water. So why shouldn't the water be Metame the cow? The water was previously an Abatumah. Now, since it became possible, not an Abatumah anymore. Only when water is fit for Mechatas is an Abatumah. Becomes puzzle for Mechatas, no longer Abatumah. But Rashi explains, well, the water is a vision because it was in contact with itself. Suppose the Abatumah touched something else, it would make it a vision. If the Abatumah touched itself, so even though it loses the din of Abatumah, it remains a vision. Water was in contact with itself. So the water is a vision. So the water is inside the pot. The pot is now meat, so why shouldn't the pot become tummy? So we see that Mash came to Mayim, and now Mitama Erechman, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And for the Gemara, it is Mitama the Bosa. My what's meant Botu Bemeyeho, Nami? What does that mean? It means Botu Mitumech Hamura, that's all it means. It loses the Tumech Hamura, it's no longer a Mechatis, because it's possible for Mechatis. No longer an Av. But it has a Tumei Kala. It's a Rishon, and it's Metame the Basa. Rabbi Yehuda said, both Lubimera means only it loses its din of Tumei Hamura and Avatumi because it's possible for Mechadis. But it's still Mashkim Tmei, and Enoch Hanami. It is Metame the Basa of the Pari. Like the Gemara and Miklal, should we infer the Tarekame who says, no? Who says that the bosa becomes tami? So the tumah hamura nami mitama. Not only the bosa will be tami, but if a man will put his hand inside the slaughtered pora stomach, he will become tami. That's how it seems. The Rebbe says, yes, the bosa is tami. Only it's both of them. It's not an avatum anymore. It means that tami kama holds, not both, it's an avatum. And it's even a tami a man. Wouldn't put his hand inside. But an Abatumah can be Metame a man. For Besorah Tommy, you learn only Besorah Tommy. Didn't learn a man would be Tommy. So we see even the Tani Kame says it's only a Rishon as Metame the Bosa. Otherwise, if it's an Abatumah, you should tell us it's an Abatumah Metame Odom. Set that aside. That it only lost its Tumah Hamuro. That's what it means, both of them may hold. So me, that Tanakhama holds, it still retains its Tumah Hamura. So why the Tanakhama say, the Sorah Tommy, even a person will be Tommy if he touched that water. And for the Gemara, there's no Tanakhama here. Rabbi Yehuda, the whole statement is Rabbi Yehuda. The Chasub Musa words are missing. Here's how you should learn. Because the water inside is still a vision, even though the rest is too much hamurav and all, but it's possible for me to have this, but it's a vision. And there was my time, may the boss of the power, because the reader will hold that my mashkin tmeyim can be my time, my boss. Perfect. But may the hamurim, when do we say the boss is tome to mokala? A light tome means the mashkin inside is a vision, and the boss becomes a shaney. Avol tumach hamur, hello, but the mayim inside lost his tumach hamur. Shabbi Yudhoi Meir, both of the mayor, he holds that when the parah drinks mechadis, it loses its efficacy as may parah, as mechadis, and therefore it's no longer avatum. So there's no talakam here. So once more the Baraisi is saying that if a parah drinks mechadis, the mechadis is bottled from a din of avatum, because it's possible for mechadis. But still, since it was in contact with itself, it's at least a vision of the tumah, and it's metame, the boss of the power. This is to hold on to the svara that Rida still holds that mashkin tmei can be metame echon, said Amir. Rashi says another chaz, still holding on to the svara that Rida did not retract from the din that mashkin can be metame echon midaraisa. I can say, you hold still, mashkin, amatama echemedahaisa. What does it mean here, botlu bumeyeho? Loilon botlu mevera gama. It's entirely botlu. It means there's no tumah at all on the boss of the power. Why not? If mashkin, amatama echemedahaisa, why shouldn't there be tumah in the boss of the power? It's in contact with the mashkin inside. Mishum da'avalei mashke surah, because it's a putrefied mashke. A mashke that the behemah drank already is spoiled inside of the behemah. And once it's spoiled, it's like a digested thing. It no longer has its previous character, no longer called a mashke. Hakama differs. Hold is still a mashke, and it's metame, the poet. Who the hell's know? Who the says, once a poet drinks water, it mingles with the digestive juices inside, and it's spoiled, it's befouled, it's putrefied, and no longer has the din of a mashke. And therefore, that's why it's not metame. Had it been, however, a pure water, if it comes in contact, I mean, pure water which is tame, it comes in contact with ofa, it could be metame ofa. But this mashke is inside the pala, cannot be metame, the slaughtered pala, because the mashke is soruach, it's a spoiled mashke, say that. Once more, the mechatis was the avatuma. When the pala drank it, it became possible for mechatis and became a rishon. But the pala was still alive, so therefore the rishon didn't make the pala tame. But a live pala cannot become tame. Nothing can make a live pala tame. Then he slaughtered the pala. By that time, the water was so raw. The water is spoiled inside the pala. Now, and the pala is now meat, so spoiled water cannot be metame because it's not water anymore. It's just garbage. It's like manure. Manure, feces, it has no tumor. It's called pure shabama, just dirt. So therefore, that's the reason it's brought for Bimeyahu. Right, let's finish with Rabbi Yudah now. So we tried to inquire when Rabbi Yudah was Chesa, and he said, Mashkim Tzmeyan cannot be Mitame Kalim. But could it be Mitame Erechem Edaraisha now? We tried to bring a proof, and we refuted the proof. He says, it could be, he's still holding on, that mashkim armed time earth from the eyes. Right now. Abba Yaisir Rabbi Shimon Eimrim lo echlim tmeyim mashkim tmeyim, which touch ochlim, they can make the echlim tmeyim. But the kelim term, if mashkim tmeyim touch kelim, the kelim are toher. Mashkim don't have the power to be mitame kelim. In the eyes. Omer Rabbi Baruch Omer Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yosi, who said that Mashkim Tzmeya can be Metame Eichlin, B'shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Amo, he said that following the system of his teacher Rabbi Akiva. The Dorish Rekiva Darshan Yitmo Yitame. In that pasuk, we have two times Yitmo. It says Oichlin, food that's in a kli cheres, in which a dead cheres had been lowered in the avi, in the airspace of a kli cheres. So all the Oichlin in that kli cheres, Yitmo, become tummy. And the same pasuk as where it says, all the maskim in that kelim become tummy, Yitmo. Now Rabbi Kiva is talking about the first Yitmo. But Rabbi Yosi follows Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe's lead, and the second Yitmo he darshan like Rabbi Kiva darshan the first Yitmo. How Rabbi Kiva darshan the first Yitmo? A Yitmo, you can read Yitmo, you can read the Tame. So Rabbi Kiva read on the first one, now Yitmo is your Tame. So Rabbi Kiva learned that the dead sheretz is hanging in the airspace of a kli cheres. All the earth inside become tummy. But remember, a dead sheretz is avatuma. The kli cheres, in whose airspace the dead sheretz is hanging, the cheres becomes a vishon l'tuma. So, the food inside becomes tummy because it was in contact with the kli cheres. This is a sheni. Now, it says Yitmo on that food inside. And Rabbi Kiva darshan Yitmo Yitame. So Rabbi Kiva infers from this that a sheni can make a shlishi. I'll say this slowly. I'll say it again this side. But now we learn, Bo-Bayim, on that day, when they made Rabbi Elazar and Azariah Nosi, so they all said, Divrei Torah. Dorash Rabbi Akiva. Whole kli cheres, asher yitmo behem, that a dead cheres will fall into the airspace of a kli cheres. So all the oichel that's inside that kli cheres is tomei. But ain't it doesn't say tomei, it says elot yitmo. And yitmo can be read yitame. Yitame acheret. Can be tame something else. Now once more, a dead cheres is a ravatum. The keli, the kli cheres, and whose airspace the dead cheres is hanging becomes a rishon. The oichel that's in that kli cheres becomes a sheni, because it's touching the kli cheres. And the Torah says, on that oichel yitmo, and the Kiva says, yitame, so that sheni can make a shlishi. Not only it's tame yitmo, but that oichel yitame can make a tame other things. It can make a shlishi. Limele teaches al kikar sheni on bread, which is a sheni, shoyis a shlishi b'chulam. You can make a shlishi, even though it's chulam, not kosher, and not even truma. Still, it can make a shlishi. That's how the Kiva does. Now, before we go on and see how Rabbi Yosi follows his Rebbe's lead, first see what Rabbi Kiva said. Inside. B'chokha here, heyche dorish, how does Rabbi Yosi darshan? Walking in the footsteps of his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva, in the second part of the pasuk, called Mashke, and in Mashke also says Yitmo. So he says as follows: Kol Mashke Asher Yeshase, the whole kli Yitmo. So the Mashke in that keli also becomes Tame, and Rabbi Yisrael says Yitmo means Yitmo the Tame Acher. The Tame to myself. The Maske can be Tame Echo. Not only the Maske is Tame itself, but the Maske can be Tame Echo. So just like Rabbi Kiva Dash Nidma Yetame, the Echlin can be Mitame, so also Rabbi Yeshe Dash, the Maske became Tame, is also Yitma Yetame. Maske can be Tame something else. That's what Rabbi Yeshe Dash means. Following Rabbi Kiva's lead. Rabbi Kiva said Yitmo on the first part of the pasuk, on the Eichlin, And he is the Yitma, the second part of the Pasuk, and Darshan exactly like his Rebbe, Yitma Yitama. Ato oichli oimer etami tumas. Yuset means the maskim etami oichlin, or eino etami tumas maskim. Maybe the maskim can etami other maskim. Now this, we have to know, is considered a more difficult thing to do. Oichlin, to be metame oichlin, is not easy. Some hold it cannot be. But oichlin metame maskim is easier. Maskim to be metame oichlin is easier, but to be metame maskim is more difficult. That we'll find constantly. Metame oichlin, oichlin, or maskim is more difficult. Oichlin, maskim, oichlin more easy. Now, so he said that when it says yitma be maskim, the Torah teaches us according to Rabbi Yossi's way of learning that maskim can be metame oichlin. So he said, you say, oichlin, maybe it means maskim can be metame even some more maskim also? So he says, lo kachoy, it can't be so. That's all. For anything more, my lo kachoy, why do you say it can't be so? Why not? Maybe when it says yitma, but the maskim tmeim, can be metame everything, not only oichlin, maybe can be metame other maskim too. So why do you say lo kachoy? But first, say over. An additional idea. The dead sheretz is suspended in the Arba Kli Feres, so the Oichlin and the Mashkim in the Kli Feres become Tame. But suppose there are Kalim also in the Kli Feres, Kalim become Tame. Oichlin and the Mashkim become Tame in Arba Kli Feres, in the airspace of Kli Feres. Anything in the airspace of a Kli Feres, if all the maskim become tummy, if a dead sheretz is suspended. But kelim don't become tummy in the other Kli Feres. Right on out. You must say, Lo kacha, you cannot say that the maskim should become tummy, so they should be tummy of the maskim. Why do you say Lo kacha? Yeah? Why do you say it can't be? We won't find Oichlin make Oichlin Tomei or Maskin make Maskin Tomei. Because Maskin cannot make Maskin Tomei, Oichlin cannot make Oichlin Tomei. Why? Because the word Yitma, although you can read it Yitamei, but it says Yitma also. So the more Darshan's the Ksiv, and also Darshan's how we can read the Kiv. We can read it Yitamei. These are the Oishis, and where the real reading is Yitma. So both meanings have a purpose. Yitma be Darshan Yitami, like Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Yisrael Darshan, Yitami Achayim. But Yitma also means it stops there, the Tumah stops there, it doesn't go any further. It itself is Tumah. Now, when do you say this, when do you say that? When do you say Yitma means Yitami? When does Yitma means only itself is Tumah? If it's something of a different quality, Oichlin, Vimitame and Mashkim, it's Yitame. Oichlin, Vimitame, Oichlin is Yitma. That's more Darshan later. So therefore, our Torah is appealing to that statement later in the Gemara. We don't find too much in Yisipa. The Oichlin cannot be Vimitame Oichlin. Because the Yitma, the Pasuk, it's also taken at its face value. Yitma means it's Tame and no more. And although Yitame means Kimitame is something else, Gemara later says, Yitame is something else, Oichlin Kimitame Mashkim. And when he says itself is Tame, and it cannot transmit the tumor to something else, Oichlin cannot transmit the tumor to other Oichlin. That's what, therefore, since we find Oichlin cannot make other Oichlin Tame, we say Mashkim also the same thing. And we'll learn the same two perushim, Yitma and Yitame. By Maskin, the same word is used. So Yitame, Maskin can be Yitame Oichlin, and Yitma means it stops right there. Maskin can be Yitame, other Maskin. Say that first of all. Besides Yitma, it says Tomehu. So Gemara Darshan, Tomehu means it stops there. It doesn't go any further. To tell us that Oichlin cannot be Yitame Oichlin. Katamar says, tell me who. So now you know Yitmo has both meanings. From Tome who, which we learn, it stops there, can't go any further. And so this Yitmo also means it stops there. But it says Yitame also. So we say Yitame, Ethel Kemetame Mashke, Kanemetame Ethel. And it's safer, Mashke Kemetame Ethel. But Mashke Kanemetame Mashke. Now, Abinoma. In the pasuk itself, we have a proof that you cannot say Yitmo etami tumes mashkin, that the mashkin tmeyim should be etami other mashkin. The e salka that Yitmo the sefer etami tumes mashkin, and Yitmo the reisha etami tumes mashkin. This is already settled. The reisha ochlem Yitmo only to etami and mashkin. Earthling cannot be Tame Earthling, but it says later Tame who by the Earthling. That's settled according to this Tame. That this Shita here, this Gemara, this Sugya holds that says Tame who later, like Gemara will speak later about that later, says Tame who in the following Pasuk, who Tame cannot be Tame anything else. So therefore, since Earthling cannot be Tame Earthling, so how do you darshan Yitmo, Yitame, the Eichel Metame Mashkin? Now, if in the Reisha, Yitmo means Eichel Metame Mashkin, and the Sefer also means it's Metame Mashkin, Mashkin Metame Mashkin, the Yavino be Diftavida. Why don't you write together both subjects in one posse? As follows. Kol Eichel Asher Yerokel, Asher Rabo Mayim, Bechol Mashke Asher Yishosu Hokli, and one Yitmo to both of them. So both of them are Tamei Mashkin. So Yitmo alone, why is it twice Yitmo, one for Echel, one for Mashkin? And I tell you, each Yitmo has a different function. Yitmo the Reisha, that's talking about Echel, and Tamei Tumas Mashkin. And Yitmo the Sefer, that's on Mashkin, and Tamei Tumas Echel. So Ravina said, you must say the two Yitmos have different functions. And that's why the Torah didn't lump it together and say one Yitmo on both. But Yitmo the Reisha is talking about the Eichel Itzmeyen or Metame Maskin. And Yitmo the Sefer or Maskin Meyen or Metame Eichel. That's why I have two separate Yitmo. Say that.
This shiur was made available by KolAvigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info at KOLAVIGDOR. Thank you.